Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of my podcast. My name's Kate Newdecker and today I'm going to be talking to you about January detoxes. Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, Kate, I am in mid-December. I am just about to enjoy my well-earned Christmas period. Please don't make me think about January. And I get that. I totally get that. And this isn't a podcast that's to like rant or to tell you off or anything like that at all. What it is actually just to prepare you mentally for the January influx of marketing tactics that will be potentially thrown at you from the health and wellness industry that I see every year. And if you're mentally prepared enough in the December period and you have a balanced approach to your health and fitness, then in January you're going to be less susceptible to these advertising tactics, and it's more just to protect you from them. I'm an ex-serial fad dieter, and I pretty much would fall badly off all these diets over and over again for a number of years. So the reasoning for me doing this podcast is literally to avoid anyone else falling victim to these awful marketing campaigns that I see a lot of every single year. So let me talk a little bit about some of the pitfalls that I've seen and I've made myself amongst clients and members of gyms in the December period. So in the December period, obviously there's lots of parties that you get invited to and you want to enjoy yourself. You've been working hard all year and you want to have fun at these parties, and you absolutely can. There's absolutely nothing stopping you from doing that. However, it's the mental approach you have to this, to the partying, and the way you train and the way you exercise afterwards that causes the problems. So there's a lot of guilt around Christmas. There's a lot of, oh, I've got to go train in the gym and I've got to get rid of myself of this guilt. And the problem with this is it becomes a little bit of a cycle over the Christmas period. You're like going out partying loads, then you're training super hard in the gym, and then you're kind of burning out and you're tired, so you're kind of eating more, and it becomes a bit of a vicious cycle. And that can then go on into January. And if in January you feel really guilty for this Christmas period, then you are going to be more susceptible to marketing campaigns that say, hey, do you feel guilty about that Christmas period and eating all that food? And of course you do. You're like, yes, oh my God, I feel terrible. And the thing is, just don't feel guilty about having fun with your family and your friends and overeating a little bit. Like, it's gonna happen. You are naturally gonna overeat at some meals. Now, it's actually your mindset towards what you do after those meals that is really important. So if after that meal you go, oh my God, I'm gonna have to run 5 miles and I'm gonna have to burn it all off and I rid myself of this terrible thing that I've done, then it's building up even more, and it's gonna make you feel even worse about it. Now, what's then going to happen is then you're then probably going to restrict your calories and then eat more again. And the best thing to do is, okay, say you're going to have a big meal with your family, and just make sure that you eat a lot of vegetables, you eat a lot of protein, and you keep yourself hydrated and drink a lot of water. And just generally eat what you want aside from that. If you want to eat some like low nutrient food, that's absolutely fine. Please don't feel bad for that. Like, it's Christmas, enjoy yourself. And it's the only time of year that you're going to really be able to do that with your family. So if you go into the Christmas period, and I've seen people have said this to me, and they've said, oh my God, Kate, I've done so well on my diet, I don't want to ruin it over Christmas, I'm going to keep it going. Over Christmas, I'm going to stay in my calorie deficit, and I am going to eat clean, and I'm going to do all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's really admirable that you do want to do that. And that's absolutely fantastic that you have that much motivation to carry on. However, it's just unrealistic. Over Christmas, you're going to be surrounded by so much good food, and then if you deprive yourself of that, you're then going to get to January and you're going to be like, oh my God, I missed out on something so like special and fun with my family, and it's going to really suck. Like, don't do it. Like, have a little bit of what you want, enjoy the food, but just don't eat large quantities of it. Try to avoid going into the effort mode of, oh, screw it. You know what? It's Christmas. I'm just going to write off the whole month. I'm going to party the whole season and eat loads of food the whole season. I'll deal with it in January. Because yet again, that's feeding into that guilt. It's that thing of, in January, I'll deal with it. Put it to the back of your mind. Just, if you eat a large meal, make the next meal smaller. Make it a little bit with more vegetables. Just make it better than the meal before. And don't feel guilty. Just don't over-exercise either. Like, if you want to exercise, go do it. Like, go enjoy it. If you love it, brilliant. Go do it over the Christmas period. If you don't want to, that's fine. Go on a walk. Do something fun with your family. Stay active. Do stuff. But don't feel like you should be doing stuff to punish yourself. I think in our culture, we do have a massive thing around exercise of punishing yourself and working super, super crazy hard and sweating loads and being in pain. And actually, exercise isn't about that. It's supposed to be good for your body. It's supposed to be good for your mental state. It's supposed to be enjoyed. And I think as a culture, we have it slightly wrong. So if you can get into that mindset of, I think I might exercise today because I'm going to enjoy it, then fantastic over the Christmas period. Do keep it going. So I'm going to talk now a little bit about some of the marketing tactics that I've seen in past years in January that I don't want you to fall victim to. As I say, I've done all these before. They don't work. So the first one is detox teas. Detox teas are thrown around, especially Instagram, being advocated by celebrities and saying that they use them and then, you know, they've got fantastic bodies. However, I mean, majority of the time, they don't actually use them. It's that a company has gone to them and said, please, can you advertise this tea? We'll give you money. And they don't necessarily use them themselves, but they'll advertise them. These detox teas, a lot of the time, have false benefits. And they say that they're fat burning. They say that they're going to detox you of toxins. And that's exactly what you want to hear in the January period when you feel guilty, which you shouldn't do anyway. Then you're going to be like, great, I'll just have this for a week and then it'll rid me of all my sins. Don't. What it will do is essentially it'll rid you of money from your bank balance. It'll just make you poo loads. That's literally it. They just have laxative effects, and that's just how they work. And generally, that's really going to be bad for you. It's bad news for your body. It's going to dehydrate you. It's going to rid your body of electrolytes that you need, and also food that you've been eating that you want to get the nutrient sources from. You're just not going to be able to get them. And yes, okay, or that you might look on the scale and be like, oh great, I lost 3 pounds in 24 hours. That is literally your body ridding itself of food, water, and that's it really. You actually have inbuilt organs that detox your body, and they are your kidneys and your liver. So you don't need to buy these detox teas. Please, I implore you to stop, because they're just making money out of you, and it's not going to help you burn any more fat. The only thing that's going to help you burn fat is if you're in a calorie deficit. So please don't buy them. Just don't. Okay. I've also seen, going on from detox teas, these pads that you can put on your feet, and they apparently suck the toxins out of your body in the shower. Look, that I just don't see how that's going to happen. I'll do more research on it, but I just don't see how toxins are going to be sucked from your body in the shower. Please don't buy them either. I'll do more research on these, but I'm pretty sure it's a no-go, guys. Then we have obviously cleanses, juice cleanses. They're a good one. juice cleanses were actually the way that I got into dieting initially. I went on my first diet and I made juices for an entire week. I didn't want to buy a juice cleanse. I think they cost like about £500. That wasn't something that I wanted to buy. So I did the juice cleanse myself and then realized, oh my God, I've got like a week's worth of juice. I'm going to have to freeze it. And then I remember I was living at home. So I clogged up my mum's freezer with just loads of juices, and it's just a nightmare. And I had to defrost them every time that I wanted to drink the juice. And I just remember drinking iced bits of juice, and it was terrible. Please don't do a juice cleanse. So basically, why doesn't a juice cleanse work? Or why does it work? It works because it puts you in a calorie deficit. So a calorie deficit is going to make you lose weight. A lot of these juice cleanses, you have about 3 or 4 juices a day. They've probably got about 150 calories and then to 200 calories a day. So therefore, you're going to be on a sub 1,000 calorie diet daily for a week. So yes, you're going to lose weight. You are. You're going to lose water. There will be an element of losing fat if you do stick to just having the juices. But you're not really getting... I mean, some of them have proteins in them. You're not really getting protein to maintain your muscle mass in them. You're going to be on a severe calorie deficit. So when you then go back to eating food, you are going to put the water weight back on. You're going to also have fiber back in your body. So it's going to make you heavy again. Now, the main effect that juice cleansers have on you that I absolutely hate is that they take away your decision making when it comes to food. So that's the most important thing. You're going to go back to making the decisions you made about food before you were having the juice cleanse. So essentially, you're not training yourself to make a good choice, a healthy choice when it comes to eating food, and therefore you are likely to put the weight back on. If you happen to go and choose a highly palatable foods, that would be something that's high in sugar or fat or salt, immediately after this juice cleanse, then you're going to feel fantastic, you're going to really enjoy it, and you're actually quite likely to binge as soon as you make those choices again. So I said it's likely, it's not 100% you will, but it's likely. And from my history, I remember I did. So it just builds up a bad relationship with food, I find. So please don't do a juice cleanse either. Then there's also the exercise videos and DVDs and do buy this plan and it's going to burn loads of fat in 10 minutes. Okay, it can contribute to fat loss doing a HIIT workout in 10 minutes. That's great. What's going to actually mean that you do achieve fat loss is being in a calorie deficit. So these things contribute to fat loss if you're in a calorie deficit. However, they're not going to be the be all and end all. So just be careful with these things as well. Make sure that they're quite balanced approach to fitness. And I mean, yeah, move more, exercise more, fantastic. But if it's not something that's sustainable for the next few months, and you're exercising twice a day or something like that, and you're just not going to fit it in, then it's not going to work. So I've talked about the things that you shouldn't do in January. Now I'm going to talk about what you should do in December and January. So going into December, you should enjoy food with your family. Don't feel guilty. Enjoy your workouts. Try and keep them going. Obviously, if you don't have time, that's absolutely fine. And going into January, keep this going and just think, right, I want to, maybe you will want to lose weight in January. It's about having a healthy approach to food. It's about not putting yourself in too much of a calorie deficit. It's about doing exercise that you enjoy. Strength train at least 2 to 3 times a week, and do something cardiovascular 2 to 3 times a week. And then you're going to be having a good solid foundation of your exercise as well. When it comes to your diet, if you're not sure about what to do with your diet and you need help, ask a professional, ask a nutritionist if you're not sure, someone who's qualified. Don't pay into these fads, because you're going to end up losing money in the end. And if getting a nutritionist or something like that, or seeking knowledge from someone who is qualified seems too expensive to you, then down the line, fixing problems that you're going to make for yourselves from cutting corners is going to be more expensive, in my opinion. So that's just a little tip that I think you should employ when you're going into January as well. Just please avoid these fads and these advertising tactics that are going to be thrown at you, and you're going to be more susceptible to these if you feel guilt. So please don't feel guilty in January. Just enjoy the fact that you had a good time with your family, and start the new year with good goals and good intentions. So I really, really hope this helps. Obviously, if you've got any questions about anything at all, then please shoot them over to me. I'll be happy to chat to you about any of these things. And please rate, please subscribe, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you so, so much. Have a fantastic Christmas and New Year.